debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the after show. Bubba is not here. He's dealing with much more important issues. This trying time for him and his family. It's tough. It's tough. I feel like this year has not gotten off to a very hopeful start. But yeah. I did want to discuss a little bit of the ceremony yesterday that we all went to for...
And quickly, if people say, no, you started late and everything. We were having a BART meeting and Bubba stayed a little bit.
So. Yeah, yeah. We had a few things we had to discuss.
A BART meeting for everybody that's listening. The party of a century.
Yes, yes. First, let's discuss that. The BARP is actually happening... The BARP festivities, I should say, start a week from tomorrow?
Correct.
If today is Wednesday, because days don't feel like days anymore. Yesterday, I thought it was Monday till about 2 p.m., and then it felt like Thursday because it felt like 6 days in one day. So it's just, it's crazy. But that's life, man. Life's chaotic, and sometimes you have a long lulls where there's really not a lot going on, and then all of a sudden it's the new year, and it's like, bam, 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 and... Sometimes the chaos is good, sometimes it's fun, and sometimes it's really fucking sad. And yesterday was just a really sad day all around. The ceremony for Dr. Joe Diaco, Dan, Jason, Steve's dad, yesterday was beautiful. You know, and I was talking to my Catholic friend, and I was like, man, out of all the houses of worship, I really think that the Catholics, they really fucking nailed it. You know, there's a lot of things wrong with Catholicism, in my opinion, and religion in general, also my opinion. But when it comes to houses of worship, it doesn't get more stunning than I guess it wasn't technically a cathedral. Lemmy, you're the biblical scholar. I think it was from the video, the woman said that a cathedral is only a cathedral if a bishop lives there.
Technically, yes, but they used to have bishops live there. Because that was built back in the 1905.
Yeah.
They used to have bishops living there.
Question. What's the difference between a bishop and a priest? Is a bishop just higher up? Or what's the difference? Like, can both conduct the mass.
Bishops move different on the board.
Oh, they do a diagonal. Yeah, what does the priest do? Bitch!
Well, the priest.
You know what? Sorry. Let me go ahead.
Oh, no, I mean, that's a good one. I mean, pretty much like a priest, I believe, is like the responsibility of a priest is all about the rituals and
rituals?
Yes, thank you. And the practice is just between the different like religion. It's a little different. Like, what is it, like Greek Orthodox?
You're asking us? okay, Greek Orthodox.
Well, then, yeah, the Roman Orthodox and things like that. A bishop is a ranked. It's a higher ranking.
Okay, and then does it go priest, bishop, pope, or is there like some shit in between?
Well, you got an archbishop too.
Is that higher up?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the Pope's like the main be-all of all, of all of them.
I didn't know if there's only like, I know it's kind of like any sort of hierarchy, like a military or whatever, where the Pope is like the general, but I don't know how many layers it is. I know I've heard archbishop, I've heard bishop, I've heard priest, and then sometimes they use, and then like I was like, that guy's dressed like a monk. I almost said to Blitzy, I'm like, I think we're at a monk church.
Oh, they have cardinals too. Well, the school down the street from the house in Tampa Heights, the other house, they have nuns living there. Villa Madonna.
Yes, and then I was kind of confused, so I'm like, is that the what he was wearing, to me, looked like a monk. Like he was wearing
the bishop,
a burlap sack.
Don't forget the cardinals, too.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me just talk about the garb, because I thought that what he was wearing was monk garb. Again, this is coming from an atheist Jew who's like never been, who's been in a church maybe like, at least a Catholic church maybe three times in my life. So I don't even, and most of it was just to like look around. You know, it's not like I've really witnessed a lot of religious ceremonies in a Catholic church. So I don't know a lot of things. So when the guy comes rolling down the aisle in like the burlap, like the one, not like a romp him, it's like a robe, one piece deal. I thought, I'm like, well, where's his little, you know, the little white square deal? I'm like, where is that? I thought that's what priests wore, was the white. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's the priest, the all black, and then they have just a little white square.
The white square, yeah. So yeah. I thought that, I'm like, oh, I guess we're at a monk cathedral. And then I was I had lots of thoughts yesterday, because when you're not like really, when you're kind of just an observer like me and not really a believer, you're just kind of like, I was just kind of stunned. Like I was looking at all the artwork, and the architecture is just absolutely beautiful. Like a lot of it, again, in my estimation, is very grotesque. Like the main difference that I've observed in like a Protestant or not a Catholic church is there's a lot of crosses, but there's no one on the crosses. There might be pictures of Mother Mary or Jesus when he's like, you know, he's like feeding a lamb or something nice. But the Catholics don't fucking hold back. Like it's like Jesus like dead and like against the cross. I'm like, oh my God.
A lot of weird animals all over
the place. Well, yeah, but the disciples up there. Then most of the guys from the named after the Bible from Mark and John. And,
Hallmarks. Yeah.
Hallmarks.
So I'm like looking around and I'm like, wow, there's like Jesus on the cross, which is, it's like beautiful, but like really like grotesque. I don't know. It's just more moving than when you're in a, like a Protestant. Like the Protestant church, again, this is just my observation, it's much more sanitized. It's much more like kid friendly. But like Catholics are like, yeah, he fucking died and he had thorns around his head and he was like stabbed in the side and he's hanging from a cross and it's really violent. And I'm like, holy shit. So I'm looking around, and even there was a time where Lummy and I made eye contact, because you're looking behind it. Where the, you know, the coffin is, and I'm looking forward because I don't know where I'm supposed to be looking, and we kind of went like, what are we supposed to do?
Like, because everyone was looking forward, and I'm like, wait, the casket's in the back.
Yeah.
So you'd be turning
around. Everything was in the back, but everyone kept looking forward, and like they'd turn around and look in the back and see what was going on, but then they would turn back, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to watch what's going on.
Yeah. Man. And then I'm like looking, and then I'm like, should I not be looking? Is this bad luck? Because I'm like, they got Jewish eyes on them. So I'm like, I'm going to look forward. And then Lummy's looking back, and everyone's just like not knowing what to do. So I was just kind of, you know, going along with the crowd.
Trying to be respectful.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I'm not, and here's another thing. Blitz fucking set me up for this one. We're sitting down, I got my roommate on my right, I got Blitz on my left, and fucking this asshole pulls down what I thought was like, you know, in the airplane, you pull it down, you get a little footrest. And I said, look at that!
Yeah, so you put your feet on it, right?
Kick my feet up. I'm like, it's padded for my toes.
Wow, that's horrible.
And Rachel's like, no. And I'm like, what? And she's like, that's not for your feet. I'm like, oh. And then immediately it was like, they kneel in this religion. Like, we don't do that as Jews. We stand up, we sit down. That's pretty much all we do. There's really, now we're using the knees, you know, component in Catholicism, I guess. Do you guys kneel in the Protestant stuff? Lummy?
Well, I'm not Protestant.
What are you?
I went to a Baptist school and a Pentecostal church.
What the fuck? Okay, hold on. I thought that because of the Protestant Reformation, I thought if you're a Christian, you're either a Catholic Christian or a Protestant Christian. And within Protestant Christian, you got the Lutherans, you got the things.
Yeah,
you got
the Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Methodists.
So you're
Catholic,
So it's either Protestant or Catholicism, right, in terms of Christianity. So you're a Protestant Christian, but within that you're a Baptist.
Well, Baptist, and I guess you could say Pentecostal because I went to, there's two different. Pentecostal because Baptists don't believe in speaking in tongues, where the Pentecostals believe in speaking
right.
in tongues.
That's like the closest, that's like the most hardcore of the Protestants, huh?
That makes sense. That's what Lomi does in the show.
The Pentecostals? The Pentecostals, you're saying?
Right, I'm asking, right?
I would say, yeah. I mean, they're pretty hardcore. I mean, they don't, you know, I've never been to a service where they bring out the snakes and everything, but I've seen a lot of people speak in tongues.
Okay.
You know, that's in Acts. I know you don't believe in the New Testament, but, you know, after Jesus came back and he went in, the Holy Spirit gave him. They were speaking in a different tongue, you know.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the speaking in tongues deal. And then that, because I always got confused between Pentecostal and Episcopalian. Is Episcopalian like more low-key or no?
Depends, or do you know? It depends on the region.
Right, of course.
No, it does. I mean, just like Southern Baptist and Baptist. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on the region.
So what's like the most hardcore of just the Christians, like not Catholic, but just the Christians?
To be honest, probably Pentecostal.
Pentecostal, that's what I thought.
In the southern, the southern part of Pentecostal. I didn't go to that church, though.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. I've heard some of the Pentecostal stuff from people I used to know, and it seemed like it was pretty
well, it makes it non-believable, you know, when you start watching the videos. It makes it look like a big joke.
Right.
So, and then when you, like, I even said, like, yo, I went to a Pentecostal church growing up. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, okay, went to a snake torturing church, and you know he was doing jumping jacks.
What is with the snakes? What does that represent?
I have. It's because it's supposed to be almost
a
like
serpent?
The devil, you know,
oh.
and Adam and Eve, and
oh,
you know,
okay,
they're almost
okay.
casting out the devil. The devil's there to tempt you, and
so
you
they bring in live snakes.
Strong.
They're live snakes.
Oh yeah.
Huh. Okay.
They bring in live snakes, and it's supposed to be like the devil, but your faith is so strong that you don't fear the snake.
Now I'm sure that there's been occasions where a snake has bit someone.
No, I don't know. Okay. So like I said, I've never actually attended one of those services.
Okay.
My mom shunned us from that.
All right, I gotta go check it out. But I do think
you would love it. Actually,
I probably would. And here's the thing: like, even though I'm not a believer in anything, I do find different cultures and different religions fascinating, and like the way that they conduct business. No, I mean that business, but also the way that they conduct ceremonies and. How they pray and the different rituals. It's just very interesting to me because it's such a stark difference from our secular lives that we lead every day. And then you go to this like really, you know, majestic house of worship. And it's like really where people feel, I think, oftentimes the most connected. I mean, that's where you go when, you know, people are born for baptisms and rites of passages, bar mitzvahs, communion, and weddings and death. So it's like a very important place to a lot of people, and you want to be respectful of that. And I certainly was not trying to put my feet up on a kneeling pad, but my asshole boyfriend tricked me. So, you know, that wasn't my fault. I didn't know, and I apologize for anyone who may have witnessed that.
Did you close your eyes when they said all the prayers?
I definitely didn't talk. So, you know, that's respectful, right? Because here's the thing. I don't like closing my eyes when people tell me to because I'm like, oh, shit, this is how they, you know, I don't know if they're going to. I don't like surprises. So I'm just kind of like observing. And also I don't believe. So I feel like I don't want to be a faker, but I also want to be respectful. So there was just kind of like a lot going on. And then I started thinking about just like the history and like, no offense, but like the almost like the irony of like being Roman Catholic, it's like you guys kind of killed him. You know what I mean? Sort of a thing. Not saying that was a Roman Catholic church, but just in general, I start thinking, I'm like, damn, like that's kind of interesting. Like you were so against this guy, and then you know his teachings kind of spread throughout the region and the world, and then you start, and then you like claimed it as your own. And then, not only that, to add insult to injury, then you make, like, the head of Catholicism is in Rome. And I'm like, man, that's a flex. That's pretty cool. 813-90-BUBBA. Am I wrong? Isn't that kind of interesting that, the Romans killed Jesus? And then you make, you put the Vatican, like, in Rome.
Well, I mean.
Just seems like it's, you know,
I mean,
it's interesting.
Is that who killed Jesus, though?
What are you suggesting was the Jews?
I didn't say that.
Well, I mean, I thought here's again, Ilami, you're the biblical scholar. I don't even know what the Old Testament. I know this is New Testament, but I thought that it was one Jew that sold him.
Well, that was Judas, but Judas,
right.
But Judas sold him because the Jews brought Jesus to Pontius Pilate, in Rome because
the Jews brought Jesus to Rome. I thought he died in like Bethlehem.
He was born in Bethlehem.
Where did he die then?
In Rome.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, the Jews brought him to Pontius Pilate. I think what it was is
I didn't know that.
The one guy where I think I can't remember the first part, but he washed his hands of it and said, "I'm not gonna convict this guy." Or whatever. And then they brought him to Pontius Pilate, even though Pontius Pilate knew he was innocent.
Pontius Pilate's guy, not a place.
Pontius Pilate? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He was like, you could say, like the end all be all. He made the decision on who was guilty and innocent.
Okay. But it's not like he was emperor or anything. He was just a.
No, he was like the head of the state.
State. Okay. Of the province. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And he pretty much said, I'm not going to convict this guy. And he gave it up to the Jews. And the Jews said they want to kill him.
Oh. So, I thought it was just Judas, like one bad egg.
Well, Judas told the Romans, because the Jewish people in the, the higher ups in the Jewish
rabbis or
the rabbis, whoever's the highest up in the Jewish churches or whatever.
Synagogue.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
They didn't want him around. So yeah, they had Judas tell them where he was going to be. They gave him like $9, whatever the hell it was. And, yada, yada, yada. They captured him and the Jews pretty much said, let's
end it.
Yeah.
But then the Romans actually did like the labor of,
yeah,
the crucifixion.
Yeah, if you look, that was how the Romans killed everyone.
Right. Yeah, I know that it was a pretty common practice, and I think people are still like crucified today. Like, I feel I could be wrong, but I feel like it's still kind of a thing. Maybe I'm making this up, or I thought I read it somewhere, but. Okay, I didn't know that he died in Rome. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense
and
why
the thing
it's
is
the center.
In the normally, which is when they used to hang or hung, whatever, they tied ropes around their wrists and their feet. So they would just, once
hang and dehydrate to death, but they nailed him. That was different than what they usually did?
Yeah, okay. He was the only one nailed on the cross that day. And then after so long, they got sick of it, and then they shoved a spear or sword into his side.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so that's the imagery of...
After beating him and putting a thorn or crown on his head.
Okay.
Kind of stuff. Yeah. And he had to carry his own cross.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. But
you could say that was the Romans and the Jewish people.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I on behalf of the Jewish people, I bear a little bit more of the burden and the brunt of Jesus' execution. Sorry about that.
You guys were mixed.
Yeah, it was a mixed bag. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's the Yoder. Calling from Ohio.
Hello.
Speaking of hardcore religions, y'all are forgetting one. The Amish. They are.
I mean, they're Christian, right? They're part of that, right?
They are Christian, yeah.
Right.
I believe in the Bible and Jesus and the Old Testament and the New Testament, actually.
Okay.
I'm Amish, so I can speak on it a little bit.
But, you're Amish?
Not anymore. I was raised Amish.
Like, and when you say you're raised Amish, I mean, like, for real? Like, like horse and buggy shit? Or is there other types of Amish?
There's a whole bunch of types. My parents were actually horse and buggy riding, real deal shit.
No electricity. Right? Okay.
yeah. But by the time I came around, they were kind of a form of Mennonite, but not really quite Mennonite either.
And Mennonites are a little bit more like modern. They practice more modernity.
Yeah,
okay.
Like we had electricity and indoor plumbing.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
You know, no music, no, not even gospel music, if it had piano, guitar, any of that, none of that. It was all a cappella.
Okay.
Real strict, church 3 times a week, and you don't really associate too much with the outside world, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So kept a lot of the standards, but...
And then you, sir, sound like a heathen, the way you talk.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely atheist. I'm actually ordained through the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you really took it that next level, yeah.
I can do weddings and, perform last rites, cast out false prophets, all of that,
Yeah.
But,
that's funny.
No, the original
do you have kids?
I called in. I do have one, yeah.
And I'm assuming you didn't raise this kid to be any sort of anything?
No. I mean, he does go to, like, my whole family, brothers, sisters, all that are still real religious. They're not nearly as strict as we grew up.
Okay.
They're a little more modern Mennonite, more mainstream Mennonite now.
Yeah.
So they have, they listen to the radio and they watch football and they, all that. So
okay,
But he goes and sees Grandma and Grandpa. We still, you know, we still go there for Christmas and Thanksgiving,
sure,
all that. So,
but no church three times a week or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I do not take him to church. I let him go to church with Grandma and Grandpa if he happens to be there, hanging out with cousins or whatever. But
yeah,
he's smart enough to make up his own mind. You know, he's pretty good kid.
Okay. Cool. Well, yeah, thank you for sharing that. Was there anything else?
Yeah, the reason I called in actually originally was the speaking in tongues thing really grinds my gears. Which,
okay, why is that?
The reason I'm an atheist is because I read the Bible, you know, cover to cover multiple times, memorized most of the New Testament when I was in my little church school, you know, but speaking in tongues.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
As it says in the Bible, and I don't believe in the Bible, but people that believe in the Bible, here's my argument against them.
Okay, go for it.
Back then, there was one guy that was just talking in his language, and multiple languages understood him. Like people, you know, if I was speaking English, somebody that just understands Spanish could still understand me.
Okay.
Well, these days, nobody can understand anything because they're just talking gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
technically, that's not what it said in the
Bible.
But, I mean,
crossfire from Lummi. Get it.
Oh, all right. Let me
hear. Well, I mean, in Acts, I mean, when Jesus came back before he floated up to the sky after, you know, hanging out around Israel for, what, 30, 40 days, he went and met all the disciples who were scared because they were the Romans and the Jewish people were looking for disciples. So they all met in a little room up there. And when Jesus descended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they all spoke different languages that they couldn't understand, which was them speaking in tongue because they were the Holy Spirit, as they call it, was inside of them. So realistically, the Holy Spirit is different languages. Like that the Holy Spirit gives to everybody
with that, but...
about praising God and praising Jesus. God, whatever. Same thing. Yep, that's what it is.
Okay.
Didn't realize that, but hey, I learned something today.
Fantastic.
I won't argue with Lummi on the religious
thing. Yeah, he's our biblical scholar.
Acts 2:16 too. I think that's one of the verses.
Well, thank you for calling in nonetheless. I like hearing about this sort of stuff. It's very interesting to me.
Cool. Hey, I love y'all. Great show. Keep it up. And I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you, sir. You know, have fun in Ohio.
The one thing I was going to say about religion, I just forgot, is the Mormon. Because the priest actually at the funeral yesterday mentioned the Mormons.
What did he say again?
About how the four wives, his great-great-grandfather was like a head of the Mormons.
Oh, okay.
And he had like four wives buried next to him. Five wives buried next to him.
I thought the Mormons were kind of like more recent, like 1700s or something.
Yeah, John Smith.
Oh, okay. Because he was like great. I'm like, how far are we going back? Like, I thought maybe it was the 1800s. I don't know when Mormonism started, but I thought it was relatively recently. Is that right?
I have no idea. All I know is they like being married to a lot of women. And
not all of them, though, because I remember like I was friends with a Mormon girl growing up, and she made it very well known to that there was a distinction that her family did not associate with the polygamous Mormons. They were a different, bad type of Mormon. So... religion is crazy like that. Everybody does it kind of differently. The last question about all the different denominations. Where does like a Seventh-day Adventist, like what is that even? Like, is that, that's a Christian deal or is that like...
Yeah, that's considered a Christian
deal. Okay, okay. Because they used to have like a farm like in North County, San Diego, and they'd like make their own food, and they opened up like this cafe, and the people that worked there would wear like the long dresses and shit, and the food was like excellent. And they would have like the beards kind of like Amish. Yeah, like, and they were all named like Jedediah and shit.
I think they run off of the authority of the Bible. So okay. They follow like the Ten Commandments and stuff.
Okay, okay. Because someone said that they kind of like do more Jew stuff. And I was like, wait, what? I don't know. I was just very...
Which they could. The Ten Commandments is the Old Testament. So.
Yeah, okay. I see you. But you also do the Ten Commandments. Like, you know all those stories, like the Garden of Eden.
Unlike the Jewish people, most of the other religions take the Old and New Testament.
Oh, throwing shade at the Jews. Kanye Lummi.
Oh.
Just kidding. Hi, who's this?
White Iced Tea.
Oh, of course it is. What's up, man?
I can't listen to this show. Well, first of all, some of you have never seen The Passion of the Christ, and it shows, because Jesus was totally not crucified in Rome, like Lummi said.
Oh.
In Jerusalem.
That's what I thought. And it was a Middle East deal.
Hold on. All I said
Rome
was
a thing back then. I don't think Rome was a thing till like the 3rd century or something.
No, Rome was a thing like in 500, 600 BC.
Rome ran like everything back then.
Yeah, for like 800 years.
I know they didn't crucify Jesus. I know that happened in
Jerusalem. I said, no, he went to the Pontius Pilate, who like ran it, who was a Roman.
We got a Jesus caper on our hands.
That's bullshit. They didn't have planes back then. Why would they need a pilot?
That's true.
Exactly.
I just said he did one on a hill. And by the way, if you technically, I believe at the time, the Romans ruled Jerusalem. So if you want to fact check me on that one.
And America
so technically,
rules the world, but we're based out of America. We're not all over the world.
Well, that was a little different back then. I think the Romans actually, if our military was Romans, but
was crucified
in Jerusalem.
Okay. That's not why I was confused a little bit.
Well, hold on. What did I see? If I was to say that if you went to federal prison in, Indiana, the biggest one?
Terre Haute.
Would you say if I said, he was killed in the United States, and you were like, well, no, he was killed in Indiana, I mean, we're going back and forth here.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Ain't the same, dude.
All right. Oh, well, okay. It was under Roman jurisdiction, but technically it was not in Rome.
Talking about religion, it really irks me sometimes.
It does?
I don't know why.
Talk about it? Why?
Not when you guys, just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, it just causes so much division. And it's terrible.
Yeah, math is hard.
And there should be one religion, and that's the religion of making some money.
Yeah. It's right. Green.
We'll holler.
Yep.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks, White. I see.
I wasn't trying to make him upset. I kind of was trying to go quickly through.
Yeah, no, listen, I appreciate it. I like learning about this stuff because to me, it's more like a historical thing than a, you know, like a religious thing. But I'm just trying to figure it out.
Sorry. Yes, he did die in Jerusalem.
Okay.
Which was under the Roman Empire.
Gotcha.
Which is not the same thing as Rome.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Lemmy, for self-correcting. Hello, who's this?
What's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
What's up, Florida Stanley? Will we be seeing you next week?
Oh, you absolutely will. I'm this time I'm coming up for all 3 days.
Nice. How are those hands feeling?
They're actually better.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, it's just I know my limits when I go to lift stuff. If I lift something too heavy, my hands start to go numb. So mm-hmm.
You know your limits when it comes to riding jet skis.
Yeah, well, oh, I don't own any of those anymore. So religion sucks, but having said that, I wanted to completely change the subject, and I have a question for Blitz.
What's up?
So before I lug this thing up there in my two-door Jag, because it's not small, I wanted to see if you even wanted it. Do you remember the 3DR Solo drones?
Yes.
Are you aware that they removed the app to be able to fly them?
Correct.
Okay, so did you know that there is another app that you can purchase to fly them?
Correct.
All right. Do you want mine? I bought the $1,500 holy shit package with every attachment and the backpack and all the extra batteries and shit. And I haven't used it in years. And if you want it, I'll just give it to you.
I mean, I'd use it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But I'll bring it up then. It's just the backpack. I don't know if you've seen the backpacks, but they're not small.
Yeah. You know, I know.
That's awesome.
I had a friend that bought a 3DR Solo when they first came out. And he didn't know a lot about drones. I said, well, how high will it go? And he proceeded to go up to about 5,000 feet when the battery died, and it free fell from.
Oh, shit.
Well, I bought the aftermarket extended range antenna.
Yeah.
And I've flown mine 10 miles away with clear skies.
Oh, yeah.
The batteries last about 20 minutes each.
Right.
One of the batteries is shot. You'll just have to kind of figure out which one that is.
That's fine.
But one of the batteries will only last like 5 minutes. But if you don't hack into the software, which I know you're probably going to anyway, when it knows it can't make it back to home with like low battery, it will automatically disable the controller and turn around and fly itself back to where it took off.
Yeah, even like the DJIs do that as well.
Yeah. But yeah, I just, before I put that giant fucking thing in my tiny little car, I wanted to see if you even wanted it.
Sure.
So I'll bring it up for Barp and, cool. Probably Tate's Pizza would probably be the easiest place to give it to because all the other days are going to be crazy.
Perfect. Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'll see you guys next weekend.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Florida Stanley.
How many people are we expecting at $199?
That's what I would like to know.
700.
Oh, no.
700?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
No, not 700. But, yeah, last year, Bubble 199 was probably my favorite night because I liked the music. But this year, wait, hold on a second. How are we doing music for Barp this year without the cream machine? I thought he said he was going to.
I'm going to set up some sound.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Oh, I was told by somebody yesterday that the cream machine is going to probably make another appearance.
Well, oh.
We'll be in the parking lot.
Okay. We'll all figure it out.
No cars will be in the parking lot, just like we did last year.
Mm-hmm. So just to kind of wrap up the funeral, it was beautiful. And it was, you know, it's not like they asked people to do, you know, crazy stuff. Because I've gone to some like religious ceremonies where it's like a lot more interactive. And so it's hard to, it was like this weird tug and pull between like not wanting to be disrespectful, but also like being like, I don't believe in this.
Yeah.
So it was a brief ceremony. You pay respects to the family,
yeah.
You know, and unfortunately it's like, I'm becoming more and more accustomed to the funeral protocol just because I went to one, what was it, like 2 months ago, Lemmy? 3 months ago?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
For Laura Nash, yeah. and then this, and I don't want to, you know, like people, I don't want to upset people who are listening or anything like that, but, you know, there was just, there was a different element of like, of sadness, you know, when it's kind of like more of a premature death, whereas this was like, it's sad remembering Joe, but he won the game of life. Like,
yeah.
He lived a very full life.
Yep.
Had a prolific career, and it's really apparent the impact you have on a community by, you know, kind of who shows up to your funeral, your last hurrah, your last party, your last send off, you know. And I was kind of discussing this with Blitz before the show, but it's like, you know, that I think is usually when it hits people, the family, the most, is after the funeral's over, because it's like,
yeah,
it's oddly something that you, like, I'm assuming, not like look forward to, but you know, you're busy like discussing the ceremony and who's going to be there and what you're going to wear and the food and the wake and the scheduling, the logistics of it all. But when that is said and done, it's like you're not going to be going to another birthday party. Like, there's not going to be another Thanksgiving. You're going to see that, you know. So it's just kind of this like reality moment where you're like, that really was kind of how we had a life with this person. And we sent them off, we honored them, and then that is like it. And not necessarily like they'll never get brought up in conversation or never remembered, but in terms of like a full celebration, like that's pretty much it. But you know, kind of going into that, you could see just the impact that Joe had on his community and people that show up who had, you know, relationships with him that were pretty brief, like me, and then people who had relationships their whole lives with Joe, you know, yeah, like his family members and members of the community, people
that
he worked with.
That guy that was 100 years old that was there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was the guy that Rachel wanted to help down the stairs. She was very concerned about him.
Oh, that guy was impressive in the Fort Beachy food line, too.
Yeah. Just pummeling through, man. And it was a beautiful spread at Fort Beachy, and just like...
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was great. It wasn't like a... They made it lively, which I liked. You know what I mean? Like, because we're discussing the life, celebrating the life of a man who was very impactful.
It was very party-ish. Yes. Which is what it should be.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's what people would want a lot of the time.
It's called a celebration of life.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, you know, the tears are shared at the religious ceremony. But it was nice to kind of break that up and say, you know what? Let's party. Let's celebrate this guy who, you know, had three incredible kids and six beautiful grandkids, and let's talk about his legacy. So that was very cool, and you know, the props to everybody who helped put that on. Let's take another call. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Hot Carl. Don't Google me.
Yeah, I won't. What's up, Hot Carl?
Oh man, I don't know if I might be a little behind here.
That's
on
fine.
YouTube, but I wanted to make a couple comments about like religion stuff. So
yeah.
I grew up in like a Christian Baptist church, Oldsmar Christian School.
Okay.
And I will tell you right now, out of all like religions, I have a Thai nephew. We've been to the temple and stuff, which is personally my favorite. I'm not like super religious, but the craziest of the craziest, and I think it's the weirdest out of all of them, is Mormons.
Okay.
I literally had friends growing up in middle school, high school that were Mormon. They believe in some really weird stuff.
Can you give me a few examples? I feel like I've kind of remember some, but
he's going to bring up the magic underwear.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yes. Temple garment. So they wear like this weird like underwear, and it's you can look it up. It's called temple garment. Just Google search it.
Temple garment.
Yes. So there's that. They think that the devil controls water, so they say stay away from water.
Fuck, you're supposed to drink.
Feel like, well, it's weird. They also believe that like there's that Jesus, like God and Jesus or whatever, or there's like multiple like gods. So there's like a spaceship up in space that there's other worlds, and each world has their own god. Like they think that like there's like these gods that stay and they are in space. It's totally weird. All of my friends that were Mormon, I didn't like have, not necessarily friends, but just acquaintances and stuff. Their parents are like super young, like, which is not normal to like have, but like they give like responsibilities and like privileges to them at really young ages. So I remember like this kid I knew, his parents were like never home and stuff. And he was like, he basically like ran his household even when he was like in high school. It's super weird, the stuff that they believe in. And yeah, like there is some of them that have multiple wives, but that's mainly like branches that are out in, I think, Nevada.
Utah.
Yeah, Utah or something.
But
like
I know
that
that's not all Mormons. Like I remember having Mormon friends that wanted to make it very clear that that was distinctive from their sect of Mormonism.
Yeah, so like some of like the weirdest things is that they just basically they think that Mormonism can change your skin color. You know, they stay away from water, multiple worlds and gods and stuff.
Huh.
I'm just telling you right now. And then, I mean, I guess you could say the only other like Christianity that is weird is Jehovah's Witnesses, because they literally are like planning for the end of the world, like the apocalypse. So people that I knew growing up in Jehovah's Witness, they live in like a constant fear. Like that's when you go to church and do the services in Jehovah's.
They call
Witness
it meetings,
church.
Don't they?
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
Yeah,
they tell you like all of the services, instead of like telling you like a Bible story and like a lesson from that. It's basically like we are going, the end times are coming now. It's like fear.
Oh, all planning for the cataclysmic event.
Yes, and they're saying like it's coming and stuff. So like when those people, and by the way, one of the best videos Bubba ever posted was when he tells off the Mormon guys. He's like, "Dude, it's 6 o'clock, you freaking nerds!" Like,
oh yeah, he's like, "I'm trying to have dinner."
He's like, "Don't you have anything better to do? Why don't you go chase some girls or something?" That had me dying laughing. Oh. Anyways, the Mormonism is the weirdest out of all of them.
Yeah.
I don't care, like, if you're Amish or whatever, even the Presbyterians or whatever they're called, where they, like, go, and get bit by snakes and stuff.
The Pentecostals, we were just discussing that, yeah.
Yeah, I've witnessed more weird stuff and Mormon stuff, but anyways, I'll take it easy.
Ha, Carl, thank you. Appreciate it. It's funny that you mentioned the Jehovah Witnesses, because my friends from high school that I visited when I was seeing my mom in Orange County, probably it was like the day after Christmas, they are witnesses, but they're still really cool. Like, they still make all the jokes, and I don't feel they're not PC at all, but I'm like, but you guys are witnesses, and they do call them meetings. And I know that, and I remember this from being a kid, because I've known these people for, oh Jesus, about 20 years now. And I remember my friend Jordan telling me, like, there's only like, it's like a Bitcoin deal. It's like only 1,400 people get into heaven. It's like a number. You know, it's like, what is it, 21 million Bitcoin out there? Like, it was like, there's a cap on heaven. So it is interesting. It is nice, though, because I can plan things with them.
144,000.
144. Okay, that's a little different than 1,400. You're right. I knew there was a 1 and a 4 and a 0 in there somewhere. But what's great about them is when I see them for the holidays, they ain't got no plans for Christmas, because they don't do Christmas. They only do anniversaries. They don't even do birthdays. So you don't have to get them anything for their birthday. It's kind of awesome.
Well, I think,
though,
I remember, obviously, in the church part, we would always almost joke about the Jehovah Witnesses saying, if there's only 144,000 people allowed, then why are you trying to get more people to join your religion, because that person could take your spot.
Exactly. That doesn't make any sense.
You're getting your replacement.
Right.
But then they'd always say, well, the more people you get, the better your chances. But it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, nothing makes sense. But that's why it's interesting to learn about. And what's even more interesting is that people, you know, some people dedicate their lives to these beliefs. And it's an interesting part of human psychology, I think, in my estimation. Can we talk? Let's switch gears for just a moment here and talk about Dana White Hitting's wife. Have you seen the video, Lummy?
Which one? Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh man, at a club, like I'm thinking it's gonna be like a full on fucking like slap. She hit him first. Okay, and I know that, you know, this whole a man should never hit a woman, all right, but I feel like that's the rule, and sometimes there are exceptions, you know. Did this woman deserve to get slapped? Why isn't the story that the wife hit him? Like, it's always that Dana hit his, I mean, I get it, because it's not really a fair fight, but he's not going full-blown, like, UFC on this chick, you know? She kind of slapped him, and he was like, no, bitch, fuck you. And kind of just like gave her a little slap back. What are your thoughts, Lummy? You think Dana Wright's in the right or the wrong?
No, I think he's in the wrong.
Okay.
I mean.
So what would you do if a woman, like if Ashley hit you, like you're just supposed to just stand there and take it?
Yeah. You're supposed to restrain yourself.
Blitz, what say you?
Dana White's going down.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we were talking about that off. Dana White is not in a good position.
Okay. And that's just because of this, or do you think that it's possibly because of his political alliances?
It's because of this, but the political stuff doesn't help.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in Mexico when that happened?
Cabo San Lucas nightclub.
Oh.
Yeah. What I want to know, and
he's
I feel like
had to come out and apologize.
Yeah, I heard
the lower stocks because of him. So.
Yeah. As far as that goes, I would be interested to know what was said, like what the argument was about. Not that maybe that should really be, you know, the determining factor about what's right and wrong, but I just want to know what the discussion was about. Do you have any guesses? Because I think that something like that is probably instigated the most over sexual jealousy. Like something, I don't know if it had to do with infidelity or him looking at another woman or something like that. But I know that, especially as a woman, it's usually that sort of anger, especially at like a nightclub where there's probably other women dressing very sexy, that it probably had to do with some sort of sexual jealousy. Is that safe to assume?
You're saying up in the VIP booth that he was at?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the video and it seemed like they were having like a spirited conversation, and then she kind of took to violence and he was like, whoa, fuck you. So
it was fueled by alcohol.
Well, yeah, no shit, but I'm saying, like, I want to know what the discussion was about. I mean, obviously alcohol didn't help, but I was just wondering, you know, what the discussion was. It's not like you take a drink or you start drinking and then you just start hitting each other. Usually there's a conversation that happens between people that aggravates them to a point of using violence. But no? Okay. Great. Hello, who's this?
Josh the Capper.
Hi, Josh the Capper. What's going on?
Who's this?
You called us.
Yeah. This is the show.
I was looking for Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba is with his family right now.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up?
Funny.
Anything else, or?
All right, then.
That's great. Perfect. Well, I think we've done enough here, folks. We've given you probably close to 45 minutes, I would imagine. Thank you guys for tuning in. Lummy, thank you very much. Blitz, thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So make sure you tune in for the big show. And I think we'll be handling the after shows for the duration of the week. But you will have live programming no matter what.
At noon today.
Noon today.
Right, Lummy?
Probably a little bit earlier since we got done. But yeah, let's
oh, sports show.
Through. Yeah.
Okay, great. Sports show with Lummy Rhett and
a baby face is going to make an appearance. Okay. After holding his hand at the funeral and giving him hugs, he decided to come in.
Oh, beautiful. And baby face. All right, guys.
Doesn't think so.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow at 6 a.m.